This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Strong talk, big brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 6th. I'm your host, Jen Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 35 in the house, and we have another vote flip. We have a very weird and complicated plan for the vote. And truly, truly high drama in the world of AmeriCorps going on. So we are going to talk about it all today. And with me to do it is Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm not as tired as I usually am, which is a big plus and a bonus. You know, obviously I'm enjoying the season. It's been a wild ride. But I'm just happy that like I got to go to sleep at only like 3 a.m. Eastern. Woo! And we're here to talk about the events of yesterday. So I'm happy to be here.
Yes, we are here to talk about it all. Of course, here's what's been going on prior to day 35. Jared is the HOH. He nominated Cam and Red. Cam won the veto. Jag went up as the replacement nominee, intending for Jag to be the target. However, he was convinced that he was the pawn, but he is still the target as of the morning of day 35. But I've been saying all week that the only reason they're not targeting Red is because of the terrible breakup that he had with Cam. And that if there was any indication that Red might get back together with Cam, things could change. And that's where we start day 35. Because Red is going to have a conversation with Jared where he talks about Cam a little bit. Now, they talk about a lot of things. There's a funny moment where Red is saying that he feels like Corey's doing well for his age. You know, not to be ageist, but, you know, you don't expect somebody that young to be doing well in the game. And then like 5 minutes later, Jared is like, you know, not to be ageist, but like he just found out this word exists and now he's like already using it.
Of course.
But also in this conversation, Red is going to talk to Jared about, hey, what did Cam exactly say to you about like something about like willing to be going up as a pawn against me to send me home? Was that what happened? And Jared was like, oh, well, that's not exactly, he didn't exactly volunteer to be a pawn. It was that he didn't want to be a pawn. He said he wasn't going to use the veto on you. And Red's kind of like, oh yeah, okay. I kind of would like to know exactly what he said. You know, maybe we could orchestrate some kind of meeting. Maybe we could have some sort of clearing of the air. And Jared is like, That's great idea. Mm-hmm.
Well, my question is, why on earth do they not think that the reason why that they might stay would be because they're not a close unit? It's just strange to me that, like, you know, he's talking to the head of household and trying to bring them together. And that was, like, even with Blue and Jag and the Rylands of it all, it's all because, like, they were such a close unit. And that's what's been scaring everybody in the house this season. And so, like, putting a little distance, that would be a little bit better. And then maybe wait till you have some power in the game and then you can start interrogating people and bringing people in rooms together and having these conversations. So I thought it was definitely a misplay on Red's part. But I have to say, it was all quite entertaining with everybody wearing those mini party hats. So yes. Cute.
It is, in fact, Red's birthday, and they have little hats that they will be wearing for basically the whole day, all day long. And Red has two of them.
It's very cute. I was looking all over my apartment. I'm like, I have to have a party hat. I couldn't find one, but
yeah. So Red is going to come out away from this conversation. He's going to go talk to Bowie. Hey, I feel like I should have a convo with Cam after the HOH. See if we can clear the air. See if we can rekindle things. It's like, and right after his conversation with Red, Jared's going to pull Izzy into the HOH room. He's going to say, hey, I feel like Red's trying to rekindle things with Cam. It's not good.
It's not good. And, you know, just with the way the house has been going, as soon as there's any sort of reason to not to want to have somebody go, they're going to go with it. And so I'm starting to feel really bad for Red, because it is his birthday and he doesn't want to go home on his birthday. And then Izzy's talking some sense, being like, who cares? His birthday's not on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Nobody cares about your birthday. Come on. If we cared about people's birthdays, then Kacer would be a 3-time winner of Big Brother. All right.
That's true.
Jeez. this is the concern that Red might get back with Cam after everything. After, because remember, just a couple of days ago, Corey was like, hey, Red's obviously gonna get back with Cam. These things don't last. And Jared was like, no, you don't understand. You weren't there. I know these things. And now Jared is like, I think Red might get back with Cam. So, I mean, I see this coming. Obviously, Red's going to get back with Cam. I can see it. I've got this one. So I think we're going to have to do something about that.
Isn't that the same stance that Cameron always takes with everything? It's like, even if he doesn't know, he knows everything. So Jared and him are quite akin. Am I mistaken, or... Quite
yeah,
similar.
Yeah, for sure. Cam is like so ridiculous with it that you can see it within the same conversation. But Jared is also very much somebody that like will never admit that he didn't know something or that he was wrong.
I actually can't wait to see Exit Press after, just to see what Suri thinks about her son this season.
That's just going to be a disaster, I think.
Is she going to disown her son and then adopt Izzy?
No, it's like, what do you do?
I know.
You come out of the show, it's your son. Like, she's not going to disown him. She's going to defend him.
But it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Okay, this is dangerous. What if they get back together? We've got to maybe do something about this. Jared tells Izzy, then Felicia comes in. They tell Felicia about this. We think maybe we need to take out Red. We're flipping the vote again. I knew this would happen. We do this every week. yeah. Okay, but this time let's not tell anybody until we're sure. Okay, perfect. Felicia leaves and immediately tells Corey in America.
I mean, this is the season that they've created, right? Like, this is the precedent. This is probably going to be the way that it goes for the rest of the however many weeks have left. Just because, you know, how things start out is just, it just tends to be the way that the game is going to be played. And so they're going to be the flip-flop season, entertaining, but wildly, wildly tiring. Just so tiring.
Yeah. Felicia, she left. She tells Corey and America, Jared and Izzy keep talking, but that's when Bowie Jane walks in, and Izzy runs into the bathroom of the HOH room, hides in the shower while Jared talks to Bowie. And then that conversation takes forever. Bowie finally leaves when Mimi walks in and Izzy's still stuck in the shower. There's just a lot of shower hiding going on. Very funny.
It definitely is pretty funny. I think later on she says to somebody else, she's like, you know, I hated the in the washroom. It was kind of fun. And I mean, I think it would be kind of fun just to say, like, put it off, take it off my big brother, like things I did. It's like, I hated the bathroom in the HOH room.
Yeah. So in the meantime, Felicia's going to Ceri and she's telling Ceri about, hey, we're thinking about taking out Red now. And Ceri's like, no, no, we're not. I am not down for that. Izzy finally gets out of the shower. She comes out of the HOH room. She sees Corey there. She says, hey, Corey, what's going on? How are you feeling? We were just chatting, you know, about some stuff. And Corey says, oh yeah, you were just chatting about, getting rid of Red. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, yeah, Felicia just came out and immediately told me in America. And Izzy's like, oh, we just told her not to tell anyone. Why was she doing that? He's like, I don't know. It's Felicia, man. she's like, well, don't let anybody else know. Don't let America know. He's like, America already knows. Felicia told him. Don't blame me for this because America knows because Felicia just told her. She's like, oh, my God. Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's real. It's real. we're thinking we got to take Red out because we think that he might. It seems like he might be getting back with Cam. And Corey's like, oh, really? Worried about that, huh? it's not like I was warning you about that or anything, but okay.
Of course.
I'm down.
And it also, though, with like these, like, why does Felicia and Matt will later learn just need to talk so much? It's funny, like, just hold in for a little bit. And like, that's one of the benefits that we all know about Big Brother is like information is just such great currency here. And like the fact that there's people just like spilling information all over the place, everybody just loses all their currency. And that's probably why all these flip flops are happening is because like nothing's held sacred. Mm-hmm. Felicia. I'm worried for Felicia.
Yeah. It's not looking great. Things continue to devolve for her, her position this week, during the day. So Izzy's going to go down to Ceri and talk to Ceri about it. Izzy's like, yeah, we were talking about taking out Red. And Ceri's like, no, we're not doing that. She's like, but here, this is why Jared was talking to Red and he was talking about reconciling with Cam. And Ceri's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we got to do that then. And just like that, the vote has flipped.
It's on. And I actually think it might stick this one. I don't know if I can. Am I delusional? It's still Wednesday. It's still Wednesday. But like, I think it might stick. Come on. What's your percentage of stickage?
There's almost no chance they don't discuss flipping it back at some point today. The thing is they're worried about Red reconciling with Cam, but that's not actually a concern. If anything, they should want Red in there with Cam because Red is the person that prevented Cam from making the move they don't want Cam to make. Without Red there, Cam has no Red to be like, not Ceri. Ceri is the best. Ceri is amazing. With no Red, Cam is just free to shoot wherever he wants. They should want them to be locked in together, but they don't know this. On top of that, Ceri has such a hold on Red and less of one on Jag, despite his own terrible play. And so I think they should absolutely want to keep Red. I think that idea might come up. And Jag himself has plenty of reasons why he could screw himself up. He has allies that are screwing him up. For instance, Matt's going to have a conversation with Jared where Jared is starting to already hint to Matt that they are, well, not hint to Matt because Matt always thought Jag was staying, but now telling Matt like, yeah, we're now thinking that I mean, Jag is staying, obviously. So, you know, because we're worried that Red is going to reconcile with Cam, and Matt's like, oh, really? Yeah, well, that's what we always thought, right? And Matt, feeling very comfortable that Jag was always staying and is still definitely staying, is like, oh, yeah, the thing about Jag is that he does need to go soon, because he's trying to put together a group of himself, Blue, me, Corey, America, to go after you guys. And I just want you to know, Jared, I'm choosing you guys over them.
Until one of them wins power and he will move to, you know, his friends. I mean, these loose lips, I need to know. I need to next week to start happening because I need to know how badly people actually played this week. Because you can't really assess the terribleness of their games until the following week comes. And so I want Thursday to happen already.
Yeah. Can I just explain how terrible this is? Because Matt is not just ratting out his friends, potential allies, his options in the game, the people that are allowing him to play in the middle in a good spot. He's not just ratting them out when one of them is on the block and could go home this week and really trash his position even more. And the fact that he's even doing any of this is already damaging his position. He's not just doing that. He's not just ratting them out. He's also making this up. It's not even true. They've thought about it, but they're too bad at the game to actually do it. He's ratting out something that does not exist.
It's true. It's true. And I mean, he might be, I don't know. These players play so poorly that I don't even know if they found out that he said this, if they'll even take any action towards him. Like, I just don't see anybody making any actual moves. So I don't even know if it matters. Does it matter? I don't know if it matters.
I mean, at this point, Jared is so locked in with what he's doing. But it's just more information to add to the pile. The thing about this house is that they can only retain like 5 pieces of information at a time, like big pieces of information. And so it like stacks up in a queue and then the old ones fall off and get lost forever. And so like right now, information is Cam is bad. Felicia's bad. Red and Cam, and the new one is Red and Cam are going to get back together, and that pushed out the Jag is bad. And now they're getting more like Jag might be bad information. America might be bad information. That's like that's what they are containing right now. Those are the 5 things that they can contain. And if one more big one comes, then another one's going to drop. It's going to, like, I don't know which one's going to drop, but another one's going to drop.
Do you know what this reminds me of? So I've been watching The Traitors Australia season 2, and they don't seem to remember any information that they've received from any of the other banishment ceremonies. And I'm like, well, if you take that information, you will know that this has to be a trait. Like, it's just, I think it's so simple. And I know, like, I'm not in the game. I'm just watching from my couch. I get it. But like, there's so much information that if they just retained it, they would have a lot of answers in their current situations. And it's kind of similar to what you're describing of these house guests. They're just not retaining old information that could actually inform them currently.
Yeah. I mean, so while Matt is ratting this information about Jag wanting to work with America and Corey, while he's ratting that out, Jag is saying to Blue, America has given me so many reasons not to trust her over and over. She doesn't realize what the absolutely terrible position she's in. That side will never f*** with her. She doesn't even realize it.
Which is true, but it's coming from him. I mean, it's like, Jag, like, yeah, you're in a Jag. Similar position. You're on the block.
Meet the kettle.
These house guests.
These are the people who are getting together. Matt is ratting them out while they're trashing each other.
Well, it's also with America, though. She does seem to have a little bit of game knowledge, but I don't understand why she hasn't learned yet not to divulge a lot of information because she's always like, shh, don't tell anybody, okay? And I'm just like, you don't tell anybody, okay? And you'll probably be in a better position in the game. Come on, America. And like, you know, I'll talk about it a little bit more later, but like, she wants more information or to be brought into conversations with Corey. Then she's not a good, reliable person to keep the secrets in, or, you know, they're not going to talk to you to freely with her around. And so I want her to be better. I do.
Well, Matt and Jared go on to talk later about hey, Matt says, wouldn't it be funny if, because America's got to go, obviously. Wouldn't it be so funny if Cam and America were the first two to go to jury? So funny. Oh, my God. What would they get up to? Oh, and then Corey would be in here like, oh, what are they doing in the jury house? And Jared thinks this is the funniest joke he's ever heard. It's, oh! Oh, I can't with you. Oh, Matt. Oh! Oh, America sucks so much.
Yeah. Twitter was not happy about this little comment from Matt. Matt, like, I thought he was going to be a shoo-in for America's favorite player, but I think that that's plummeted at this point with his other mentionings yesterday or the day before and then this. Like,
listen, if in a world where Cody Nixon is America's favorite player, I don't think Matt
is
out of the running yet until the show catches on. And I don't see the show catching on.
Fair. Do you think Jared actually found this funny, or was he just placating?
Oh, Matt? Very. He hates America as much as anybody in the house.
I don't know why. She seems nice enough.
yeah. Later in the day. Jared's talking to Corey about like who might need to go up if Cameron wins, and he is reveling. He's like, so it's probably gonna have to be Bowie, and unfortunately, Corey, America. But when he was saying that, Izzy interrupted and said Jag, like finished his sentence and said Jag, and he was like, no. Unfortunately, Corey, it's America.
I mean, it might be, though. It might be. Hopefully, maybe America is going to win head of household next week. And like, she'll just get in a better position in the game. And then she'll start playing at a higher level. Mm. And Corey, too, actually, obviously, inadvertently.
Well, there's going to be a listen. This is a whole mess right here. So the new plan is for Red to leave. But that changes a couple of things. One of them is, well, now any work that they've put in with Cam to try to prevent Cam from coming after them will be gone, will go to waste because Cam will be mad that they've voted out Red. And on top of that, Felicia's still trying to do her own thing. And Matt tells Sari about how Felicia's talking to Jag now and saying to Jag, like, hey, everyone else is saying your name, but don't worry, I've got you. I'm not saying your name. I'm trying to look out for you. And so he's like, oh my God, with Felicia. He's like, don't worry. Jag knows that Felicia's the one that was against her. So now Felicia has been the one campaigning both against Jag and against Red because she is just always the person campaigning against whoever is staying at the moment. And so Jared is worried. Cam's going to come right at me. He's going to blame me for taking Red out. And Sari is talking with Matt and they come up with this plan. They want the vote to be 6-4, just this narrow little margin because it can't be 5-5 because then Jared breaks the tie.
But like, wouldn't that's like what I'm hoping for at this point, but it most likely won't happen, but I want 5-5.
And at one point they were like, well, what if one person, like what if Corey or America flip? They're like, that's not going to happen. They want Jag to stay. And so they want the vote to be 6-4. Now, obviously, two of the votes are Cam and Bowie. So 8-2 is just what it's going to be likely, what they would assume it's going to be, even though it would probably end up being like unanimous or whatever. So 8-2 is the default vote. They're thinking, well, what if like Sari and Matt also vote for Red to stay, knowing that they're losing that vote and that Red will leave? And then they can go to Cam and say, oh, man, we really wanted Red to stay, but we got outvoted. Damn. And Jared can be like, oh, no, what happened? I was with Suri and Matt on this one. I really also wanted Red to stay, Cam. They all lied to me. And then they'll be fine. And then they can make an alliance with Cam, or they can make their own Final Four alliance. And they talk about the kind of people that they might include there. And so that's basically the plan. And then to Jag, they can just say, oh, well, it was Corey in America that voted for you to leave. And then Jag would believe that because it's Jag. And then they're like, Jag wouldn't believe that. Like, oh, yes, he would. The problem is that Matt has already talked to Jag about how he wants it to be a 6-4 vote. And they're like, why did you do that, Matt? Now he's going to know it's you. it's a big old mess of a plan. Suri is like, it's a dumb idea. Let's stop doing this. And then Jared's like, you're right. Let's just stick to the original plan. 6-4 vote. And she's like, but that's what we were just talking about.
I mean, 6-4 will be fun. I don't feel like there's going to be any consequences actually for that. Like what they're trying to build with Cameron, it's going to be fine. Like next week, there's going to be other targets. There's going to be other mistakes happening. Like, I think that they should just go for the 6-4. I hope that some other people learn about it and they make it 5-5 and they put Jared in like the position where he has to decide to show his entire hand. And that would be ultimate delight. So let's start praying.
Yeah. So listen, are they actually going to do this? Probably not. They probably shouldn't. It's unlikely that it's actually going to work, and it kind of just leaves them vulnerable like always. But this is what they've been talking about. That is the current plan. I expect we're going to hear, like, I don't want to go too in depth about this because it's just going to change today anyway. But if this gets solidified, we'll talk more about the plan and the potential ramifications because for now, I think we are probably just going to land on the theoretical 8-2 vote, which will probably turn into a 9-1 or 10-0 vote, as we always do. So that's what they were coming up with over there. And look, we're speeding through the day. It was there was a literal vote flip on the day, but in comparison to the rest of the game so far, it was a slower day, mostly because they actually went to bed at like 10. But also because the only thing left to really talk about here is the high drama that I promised you. This has been a house full of breakups.
Drama? Got it.
You know, the chillers, they're done.
Or is it going to be the same music,
Terry? the blossoming relationship between Blue and her mother-in-law Felicia, that's over. That relationship ended because she found out Felicia wasn't her mother-in-law. And now we have another relationship on the verge of being destroyed. But in order to get there, We need to give some background. Corey and Izzy are chatting in the. Let me skip ahead for just one because there's one other conversation that I want to talk about before we go to high drama. Matt and Red talk after all this vote stuff, and they complain about Felicia running information unilaterally. Red says, you know how she called Hysum a king? Well, she's a queen running information everywhere. I don't think that's the dig you think it is, Red. Red says he feels like, you know, if something falls through with Cam next week and he doesn't end up leaving, maybe Felicia should be an option, which is another red flag, you know, not Red the person, but Red the color flag. In terms of him actually going ahead and targeting Cam. But Matt, of course, definitely anti-Felicia. But let's stay focused, Red. We still hate America, though, right? America would be our target over Cam, right? We definitely need her gone. We definitely need her gone. Matt says she talks. It says this America, she's got to go. She's always so suspicious of everyone else. It's because she knows that she's shady. And Red says, oh, yeah, it's like she's a girlfriend that's cheating on you, that's always accusing you of cheating. And Matt's like, yes, that's exactly it. That's facts right there.
What has she done to these men? It's actually, she's seemingly lovely enough. Like, I don't know why they're so anti-America. Is it just because, like, she's not interested in them? And they're just, like, pissed at, like, well, I usually get the girl? Like, I don't know if that's Red's position. But, like, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me why they're so nasty about her. And, like, and kind of just painting her as a person that she's just not at all from what we've seen.
I mean, this is why I am going in so much depth about how Red, Cam, Jared, Matt are viewing women in this house, because it does seem nonsensical, their attitude toward America, their obsession with America, until you start to dive into their attitude toward women, how Matt listens to clearly Andrew Tate. And how Red is all about, like...
I didn't even know
that
people really existed that listened to him. Like, I thought that, I was like, I'm like, why is this guy so famous? Like, who cares? Get rid of him. And then I was like, oh my God, he has, like, a really big following.
I've never been more disappointed in my life than when I looked up Andrew Tate. Because in my head, I was like, this guy must be, like, this, like, really charismatic, like, pinnacle of masculinity guy that's, like, tricking all of these boys into, like, you know, being toxically masculine. And then I looked him up and he can barely string, like, two sentences together. And I was like, this is the guy? This is your messiah? Like, really? Like, that's more disappointing than almost anything else at this point.
Yeah. I was like, man, this guy must be, like, really good looking and, like, really, like, everything, like, a man would want to be. And, like, really, like, not at all. I have to agree with you. Like, I was very disappointed when I saw, like, actually who he was, and like that people actually care. Matt, like, why is he who introduced him to this person? Because, like, he should not be listening. He's obviously impressionable.
So I mean, again, this is relevant because this obsession with America very clearly is stemming from these things. You can tell by the language that they're using, by the way that they're treating her, by the way that they are interacting with her or not interacting with her in Red's case. So that's how they're feeling. Red says he will put America and Blue on the block. He told Jared that he indicated to Jared that he might not put Blue on the block, but he didn't actually say he wouldn't put Blue on the block. And so he suggests that, hey, me, you, Bowie, Suri, and Jared would be a great group moving forward. And Matt's like, yeah, for sure. So that's going on over there, but we interrupted the high drama alert. Let's get back to high drama because, Corey and Izzy, while this is happening, are in the HOH room. They're chatting. Felicia comes in. Now it's worth mentioning that, when America was talking with Izzy and Felicia, they had talked about, like, let's get the for real, together as a group. Never really happened before. Let's make that happen. Let's try and make a meeting happen at some point. And so they never actually formalized when they were going to have a meeting or if they were going to have a meeting, but Corey and Izzy are in the HOH room and Felicia wanders in. And so then the three of them are chatting and they're just hanging out. They're chatting about JAG. They're talking about some other things. They reconfirm that, like, they think that Red leaving is best for them. Mimi ends up coming in. And they're still talking about the vote some more. And now all of a sudden there's four of them in the room. And then Suri gets done with her vote talk with Matt and Jared. And she wanders in. And now all of a sudden, the for real is starting to get into a room together unintentionally, not planned at all, but they're discussing the vote. And then Jared comes in. And this is when Jared is talking, unfortunately, Corey, it's gotta be America. And so they're all now, all of the For Real Alliance is now in this room, except for America, who's right outside. Right outside, hanging out with guess who? Jack. And they're all there chatting about the vote. Suri is like, oh no, there's Bowie Jane. She's looking for me. She's trying to, she's trying to find me to stop my game talks. And so, people start congregating outside. The meeting is broken up. Yeah, they don't really talk about a whole lot, but they were just in there together. And they start funneling out of the room. And, America, who had not gone into that room and instead had been hanging out with Jack, sees Corey leave the room and she goes, oh my God, it's a party in there, I guess.
Aww.
Oh boy.
She's hurt.
Oh boy.
Jared, I know you love this tracking this love story.
Corey, he goes off. He starts talking to Jag a little bit. He then goes and talks to Cam for a bit. And America pulls Jag into the bathroom. That's their space. And she's pissed. I am so pissed at Corey. I hate him. I'm so over his Jag is like, what? Wait, why are you mad at Corey? What did he do? She's like, it's like game stuff. Like, he's always leaving me out of things and then filling me in later. He's like, I mean, that's don't great. You feel like there's a lot happening in the game? It's hard to always stay on top of stuff like that. And she's like, no, I'm just over it. I'm over it. And she goes, you know, listen, Jag, don't tell anyone this, but they're keeping you now. And Jag, who is under the assumption that he has always been kept, is like, oh, really? Tell me more. And she's like, oh, well, they're scared that Red is going to go back to Cam now because of a conversation he had with Jared earlier. So now they're like, oh, we got to keep Jag. So don't say anything and screw it up, but you're going to stay this week. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, thank you. He plays dumb. He's acting like knows nothing. I mean, he doesn't know anything, but he thinks he knows something. He's acting like he doesn't know what he thinks he knows. She's like, just don't tell anyone. And it's so clear that she's just like mad at Corey and giving Jag information because she's upset.
No. And like, I understand, like, if it's like the guy that you're kind of dating in the house and like you're in a, I don't know, fomance, showmance, almost mance, whatever. And he's getting more information than you are. He's not bringing you into what's happening. And it kind of is a reflection on her game. It's kind of like, she's probably like, oh, well, like, why am I not included? Like, why is it always Corey and he has to inform me? And so I'm sure a little bit is that insecurity that she's not being informed, but she has to be like thanking her lucky stars that she has somebody that's keeping her in the loop. Like, that's the position that almost everybody would love to have in this game, is have someone that they trust that is in with people that you're not in with, that you can get information from without actually being in that room and know it's most likely going to be honest and true. And so I wish that she was just look through that lens a little bit and just realize that she's actually not in as bad a position with Corey and information as she thinks she is.
Yeah, and if you recall, like last night, the night before, we talked about this in the update yesterday, that Corey had said to America, I want to get us in more conversations together as a unit. I think we should start talking more game with people together. And they had been doing that a little bit. They talked a little game with Felicia together. They talked a lot during the day, which they hadn't normally done before. And so I think that America was like expecting this to like just continue, like always be happening or whatever the case may be. But like, she sees that Corey is hanging out with these people and she wasn't involved and she got very frustrated, I guess. You know, the thing here, though, is for America, like, you literally could have just walked in the room and they all would have talked game with you. But instead, you were hanging out with Jag outside. Like, that's how the game works. You need to be able to actively go, like, Corey's not going to like just take your hand and do everything for you here. You need to actively participate yourself as well.
100%. And like, part of Big Brother is that like you are observant and you watch, like, who's in rooms with who walks here with whom, who leaves the room at what time, when I come in, who leaves, like, you got to take notice of these things. And so the fact that she was completely oblivious of, like, almost half the house going into one room together, all of which are in an alliance with you, and you're not like, oh, Jack, I gotta go to the bathroom, or I gotta go find my party hat, or I have to go do something. Just kind of go and just, like, see what's happening. Are you guys talking game? Oh, yeah. Little chit chat, leave the room, and you're good. But I think she just wanted to be big mad at Corey.
And now that she has any amount of information that she wants to be looped in on, she's leaking it to Jack again! Again! How many times has this guy burned her? Literally, earlier in the day, he was talking about how much he doesn't trust her.
Well, I mean, and I wouldn't trust her as well if she's always divulging information that she shouldn't to me, that she's saying, don't say anything. Because, like, sometimes, if it's not like your best friend that you just tell everything to, it's not necessarily a good look to spill secrets, because it's like, oh, now I know you're not trustworthy here. And so that's also probably within Jag, building within him, like, she's not completely trustworthy because she's always spilling everybody's information. So she needs to tighten it up.
And don't worry, I've got things to say about Corey as well. But while we're on the topic of this America stuff, like, he has been keeping her in the loop about stuff lately. Like, he's been telling her more and more. He's been advocating for her more and more, mm-hmm. which is nearly getting him in trouble, because she keeps leaking information to people like Blue. And then it's getting back to Suri and Izzy, who are like, how in the world does Corey not know about what's being leaked to Blue about us being targeted, while he's now finally advocating for her? And it's like, just. Okay. So she's pissed. She tells Jag this information. This could be what sinks Jag's ship. If he starts running this to everyone else, like, hey, America told me that you guys flipped to keeping me yesterday because of Red.
He wouldn't do that. I can't. He wouldn't do that. No. I can't. I can't.
Really?
I'm just tired of, like, this. Just keep your mouth shut and don't tank your game. Jag, you're staying. Just shh, please.
This is why, when you were saying, I think this is locked in, I was like, I don't know, Chantel. All he needs to do is go to Matt and say, hey, Matt, America was telling me something interesting. And then Matt goes to Suri, and then Suri finds out that America is once again leaking information to Jag, and she comes back to the... Jag has too many friends. This America Jag connection is a problem. And I could see this flipping all around again.
You're right. I was just trying to live in that reality.
So America decides, you know what? Screw hanging out with Corey tonight. I am canceling our cuddle session. I am going to bed early. Still hasn't talked to Corey about this, of course. She's going to just jump into bed and say, all right, I'm going to bed now. Corey, in the meantime, is outside kind of waiting for their normal late night hangout session. Finds out that America's going to bed. He's like, "What? Okay, I guess we're going to bed early tonight. All right. And he goes into the bedroom, and they have a very awkward, not talking about it interaction where he's like, I guess it's bedtime. And she's like, yep. And he's like, okay, well, all right. And he goes back outside, and he's like, I mean, I guess I'm going to go to bed early. I guess I'll stay up another like 20 and then go to bed, I guess, is what is going on here, maybe.
Yes. And, you know, just, he's just so confused as to what's happened. And, you know, it was great for us because we got to go to sleep early. Like, it worked out in our favor. But I think that it's because they're locked in this house and they're not able to really talk about things properly. But I need them to sort things out. Mm-hmm. Like, AmeriCorps, the AmeriCorps stands are going to be so upset if this is like an ongoing thing.
And so, yeah, I mean, they are not going to communicate about this. And listen, this is almost as ridiculous as the Red and Cam stuff. Like, give me a break, you two. Are you serious? Are we literal children right now? Like, are we not 27 and 21 years old? Because this is the sort of thing that happens in high school, in middle school.
I think we're middle school.
Like, oh, man. We are, I'm mad at him for something, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to give him the silent treatment. And then from him, instead of being like, okay, you're clearly upset, let's talk this through, being like, well, if you're going to give me the silent treatment, then fine, I'll be silent. And so then they both just went to bed and then like talked at each other without saying anything in the middle of the night. Like, and he was like counting with his fingers, and then she started like making fun of him counting with his fingers, like, ooh, ooh, and he was like, what are you doing? No. And then she was like, what am I? And she's like, she looks so annoyed and he looks annoyed. And I'm just like, oh my God, I just can't with these children.
But okay, I didn't read it properly, but I did see something on Twitter. Didn't she get out of bed and go back into bed with him? Or is that just them making things up? She went out for like a glass of water or something like that.
I did not see them get back into bed together.
Maybe they're just pretending whatever happened, but.
Hmm. It's very much like, I mean, we talk about, again, this whole season has been a sitcom, and this is straight out of a teen drama sitcom. Like, this is just ridiculous.
Definitely ridiculous, but it's definitely, I guess it's at least at the level of like the AmeriCorps cuteness of it. Like, will they, won't they? Like, it's still in that very honest and cute stage. So I think that the stands are going to like this, but not like that they're not together, but like be okay with this like little tiff that they're having, because it's not that serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We jest. This, I'm sure it'll be fine in the morning. I'm sure they'll talk and it'll be fine. But it's just, it was particularly amusing to see like the entire internet
be like, uproar. No. What's happening?
Why is this making me so upset?
I didn't care, to be honest. I'm sorry. Sorry, Melissa. I know you love them, but I did not care that they, mm-hmm. they might have broken up for the night.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else that you wanted to talk about, Chantal?
You didn't mention anything about Reducation.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I thought it was a nice gesture, and I did like the fact that, you know, they took some care for his birthday and they made like just did little impersonations. Sari was saying, like, yes, imitation is the biggest form of flattery. And so they kind of all wore Red's hat and like did a little Red impression. And I think that he found it to be kind of endearing. He said that a lot of people didn't really care for his birthday. And so this was like probably the best birthday ever had. And I thought it was quite sweet, to be honest.
I liked how it was all happening while they were secretly plotting his demise.
I mean, yes. Hopefully they'll show it on the episode like that, like the whole side-by-side parallel. It's like, we're doing something nice for you because we're stabbing you in the back. Like,
I mean, look, if they put together like him crying and being like, this is my best birthday ever, while, and then smash cut to like, he's got to go. I'm going to hand it to the editors on that one, because that's going to be great.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what we're hoping for. They're hoping that it's going to be shown, and we're hoping that it's going to be shown in its entirety. So, yes, I enjoyed that portion of the day.
I mean, it's got to be shown to some degree, because they're wearing the little hats all day.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of weird if they're just randomly wearing little hats.
Yeah, they can't cut out. We'll know which day that was, unless another birthday comes along and they're all wearing those hats again.
Yeah. Do we think that they were so in love with Jasmine last season that they intentionally searched far and wide for a Southern person with an accent who would make silly metaphors in the diary room, who also really cared about their birthday because they really wanted another Jasmine?
I mean,
like, down to the birthday stuff is just wild to me.
Well, the fact that the reason why I don't think so is because, oh no, he would always have his birthday in the house. Cause what usually Big Brother ends at the end of September. So I think actually you're onto something. Let's see if it becomes a pattern. If next year they have another Southern person who has a birthday within the airing of Big Brother that loves their birthday, so they can have some.
Well, I don't know if Red really carried the torch very well. he might be the end of the line here.
Well, we'll see. Maybe his diary rooms are in amazing.
Red may be the end of House Birthday, House Southern Birthday in Big Brother. All right. That's what we have for you today. Thank you all so much for joining us. I will be live later tonight, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, hanging out, watching tonight's episode live with all of you. We've got, we got Tiny Vito. We've got, this is when they should be airing a lot of stuff, including Jared's R word and other such things. But of course, I'm sure they're not going to. There's still a lot of things that could be shown here that I'm sure, again, won't be. But Target Roulette, at least, might be shown. So we'll tune in tonight and see what happens there. We will also be live after the episode to recap what goes down. And then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 25 live feeds, including probably Jag getting himself into trouble via America's information because he doesn't trust America for no reason. And then maybe it flips back.
No, just stick to the plan. Maybe they haven't watched enough Survivor to know. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan.
All right. Chantel, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at ShanFranFran or on my YouTube channel, Reality Realness with 3 S's. I'm covering right now the Challenge USA season 2. So I'll be going live after the episode. So all right, that's where to find me.
All right. Well, thank you all again so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.